time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Los Angeles on Sunday.
Derrick, now with the team at 1-5, as a team, do you feel, even with that record, do you feel all the goals that you had set for yourselves is still attainable for this team?
Yeah, man, I think still a long season. Still got time to win the division and set ourselves up to have a good season. I know we 1-5 doesn't look good as far as picture-wise, but we still got a lot of games left ahead of us. And like Coach said, we're going to get some of our guys back, and let's go see where we land.
Derrick, I know Lamar is obviously essential to what you guys want to do on offense, but even that being said, are you surprised? I mean, 3 points on the board today for you guys. Are you surprised you weren't able to do more even without Lamar today?
I mean, yeah, it definitely stings, to have just 3 points on the board as offense. We pride ourselves on having a lot of playmakers and being able to score points, which we didn't do today. We got down there. They held us out of the end zone, those 3 plays, which we all know we have to be better and get the ball in there on the 1 yard line. That's unacceptable as far as us. We just got to watch the film. There's a lot of good on the film, but 3 points, it's not going to cut it anywhere in this league. And we all know that. And it just wasn't good today. Our defense did a hell of a job. They play their butts off, so, I want to give them a lot of credit, but, as far as offense, we definitely got to be better.
Derrick, to that point, the 3 cracks from the 1 yard line looked like at one point you kind of threw your hands up in sort of disbelief. What did you see on the tush push plays and what happened on the play where you got the ball?
I mean, they were just better. They were just better at the line of scrimmage, overall on defense, better than us to stop us. And we got to be better. Got to be better. Pride myself on being physical, and on the 1 yard line, you got to get it in. I had 2 instances where we have not getting it in, so that kind of pissed me off. But I can't change nothing about it now. All I can do is when we get another opportunity, try to get it in there. But we got to be better. I mean, that is just unacceptable. That's not good enough as far as us as a whole, and on myself as well. I need to get it in there. So. Just watch the film and try to get better. But like I said, just seem like we're predator thing, which is kind of frustrating. But I mean, it's over now. Let's just watch the film and get better, man. So
when you do watch the film, do you expect to see a lot of things that you guys did do better in the run game than you did the previous few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I watch the film for everything. Really critiquing myself more than anybody, but just watching the overall picture, what we did good, what we can do better, what I can do better. I'm my worst critic, so I'm very critical of myself watching what I do. So it's just trying to look at everything, but mainly what I can do better. So
the turnover bug again today for the offense.
Yeah.
I know you dealt with that earlier in the season. What is that group feeling like terms of how you guys are not taking care of the ball in these last few games?
Yeah, I mean, we know if you turn the ball over, you don't give yourself a chance to win. I mean, I think we all understand that as pros. We saw with mine in critical situations. So once you have self-inflicted wounds, it's hard to overcome, especially in this league. A lot of good teams, and their offense is really good, and self-inflicted wound always hurt. Just gotta not try to have those, and be better when we get another opportunity. But turnovers always give the other team a better chance.
Two more, Derrick. You've played in some pretty packed environments in M&T Bank. Just 2 weeks in a row now, you've kind of seen empty crowds in the fourth quarter. As a player, just how disheartening is that to see your fans leaving early because the game's out of hand?
Yeah, I mean, we always appreciate the fans, through everything. We know it's rough right now, and they want to see a good product out there, and we haven't been displaying that. So them leaving early, it's a given. But I want to let them know that we're going to keep working and, you know, we're going to turn this thing around. You know, it's hard to believe being at 1-5, still a lot of football left. We appreciate that support every single day. And we know, you know, the situation right now. We accept everything, but at the end of the day, we're going to keep going to work. We're going to keep having faith on one another and get this thing turned around. I feel like we still got time. You know, just believe in us, and, you know, we believe in each other. We're going to get it where we need to go.
Derek, beyond, are you relieved at all that you guys have a bye, or would you ideally want to have a game next week?
So I wish we could play tomorrow. I mean, anytime we have a couple weeks that we've had like this, you know, I always wish we can play the next day, but I mean, that's not how it goes. It ain't basketball, so, you know, you got to wait. The bye lets guys rest up who need it and come back next week ready to go to work, get better through this week, through the bye week, and then hit the ground running when it's time to go. So we got to.
All right, thanks, Derek.
All right, y'all.